I'd like to welcome you all to our meeting tonight, co-hosted by the BCGEU and the Coalition of Childcare Advocates of BC. I guess I just want to say right off the top that I know that there are a number of people here from the government. I know that there are a number of people here from all sorts of walks of life. This is a meeting of the Coalition and the GEU, and we welcome your comments, we welcome your input, but I'm going to be honest, we have an agenda here, and this is our agenda. We think it's the right agenda. We're bringing it here for information and for discussion sharing, but I'm sure not going to apologize for our agenda. So I just want to start. I have a few notes here that I'm probably going to refer to. And by the way, my name is Susan Harney, and I'm a member of the board of the Coalition, proud to be a member of the Collective. And we scheduled this meeting for tonight so that we could have a community meeting to respond to the announcement of last week. And I have some notes here, but I tell you, I'm just a little bit angry, and so I may divert a little bit from my notes. That won't surprise many people, but anyway. Last week, many of us were in Vancouver to bear witness to the new agreement, the historic moment, the signing of the child care agreement with BC and Ottawa. And I will say that at that time, both those of us who were lucky enough to be here, those of us who could arrange not to be working on the floor, who could be there, it was a tribute, or there was tribute paid to the workers of British Columbia, to the advocates of British Columbia, and I think at one time the Prime Minister said, had it not been for the advocates and, I would say, the workers, we would not have had a child care agreement in Canada. And, for that, I mean, there was a moment that of real, you know, heartness where my mother was sitting in the lobby, and it was, you know, it was a feeling of work that we had worked on with parents, with a lot of folks for a long, long time. And so one cannot take away from that historic moment. We deserve to revel in it. We deserve to pat each other on the back and to say that we did this for kids. And then I opened the government document. And this is, I don't know if you have seen it, and Sharon, I don't know if we even have copies, but we need to get it up.
It's up on the website.
On our website? All right, then go to the website and check it out.
Speak up.
Sorry. Okay. It is the government's job to write policy, and what has been written in BC today scares at least the heck out of me. It's true, and we are told this over and over, that we are only in the initial stages, that we have to give this a chance, that everything can't be completed in a day, and I know that that's true. But I also know that we have consulted with the government time and time and time again over the last 20 years, and what I see in this document does not reflect what the community has consulted with the government about. The plan for BC does not take into consideration working parents, parents who are studying, kids who don't have spaces, the high cost of fees, and the working conditions that workers are working in at present. This is the most critical time in the planning. We can work out those tiny little details later on in year 4 and 5, but I actually, with my husband, we built our own house once. We built it from the ground up, and I know how important the foundation of a building is, and these are the moments of foundation building. And it scares me when I see things like business opportunities when we are building a foundation. And I'm, you know, those of you who know me know that I run a daycare center that is privately owned. It is not the way of the future. It is the way that BC has been, but surely it is not the way of our future. I see in this document where early learning and literacy is separated from childcare, and where the talk of new programs for literacy is very highlighted. And that smacks workers in the face. Mm-hmm. I sat with a little guy this morning at 6:45. He's just over a year old. And we were having breakfast together, and then we read a story together, and so, and he doesn't talk. He is not, you know, he babbles, but he hasn't said a word. And I asked him, you know, what do you want to do now, Stephen? And he went, more, more. Like, that's not early literacy. Early literacy happens every minute, every day of every licensed preschool and daycare around this province. This government needs to recognize that. I am tired of the introduction of new fancy-dancy programs when we do that every single day. The funding belongs to childcare. We need to build the system, not create something that is going to be here for a day and gone tomorrow. It's true that childcare is complex. I know that. I know that sometimes those of us who work in the field and do advocacy work, we get caught up in the complexities. But tonight is a night to launch our campaign that the government can take their document and we can hold them accountable, because the first stages should be, do parent fees go down and do worker fees go up? Because if that doesn't happen in the first stage, then the program is not worth going ahead on. And so that's what we're doing tonight, launching our new campaign. If you haven't got a button, get it and wear it proudly. And I can say that the parents that work in our center, that live in our community, support this program. They want to see workers in the field paid fairly. They want to be able to access quality spaces, and the only way they can do that is if we have a cap on fees. And those of you who work in the field and those of you who wrote the policy know that there is no accountability around those two measures in this new document. There is nothing to say that the extra funding that is going to centers now must go to cap parent fees or to increase wages, and I'm outraged by that. Tonight, we are pleased to present three very learned and knowledgeable and international speakers who are going to give you their perspective on what a plan in BC could look like and to offer some warnings to BC about what the plan could look like if we don't heed some of those warnings. And I think this is a time, you know, when we say it over and over again, but we are living in a global economy now, and things are not just about small communities. Things are about how things work in the world. We are not talking about your center, and we're not talking about my center. We're talking about a growth of a system in British Columbia and what could happen if we don't heed some of the warnings, if we don't take good care of our workers, and if we don't follow a comprehensive plan that builds the system. So the three speakers that are going to speak tonight, they're going to speak for a little while. We're going to have about 10 minutes after each speaker where you can ask questions, and then hopefully at the end of the night we'll have some time left over for comments and questions too. So welcome everybody. I'm really glad that we have a chance to host everybody here and for us to have our own discussion. And I'd like to call on Matt Oleman to introduce our first speaker.